This podcast is made possible in part by the South Carolina Governor's School for Science and Mathematics, a Palmetto State STEM high school for academically talented juniors and seniors, offering advanced courses and hands-on research. Now accepting applications at scgssm.org.
Hello, I'm Amanda McNaughton of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. In part of our large yard, one area has 36 mature pines. Occasionally, one gets hit by lightning and dies, becoming a snag, and we leave them up. When they fall, it makes a mess, but they're far from the house. The woodpeckers have a field day with them, and when the dead trees fall down, we examine all the cavities where other birds have raised their young, too. One newly dead tree might land in a neighbor's yard, so I'm going to have them take just the top down. Some 57 North American birds are cavity nesters, and snags are the easiest places for them to evacuate a nesting spot. If you want to help, read about Doug Tallamy's homegrown national park movement and find ways your yard can support wildlife, too.
Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.